Welcome to the Orthodox Union Daily Tehillim and Chizuk Phone Call. I hope that you are having a great day. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's call on the 14th day of the Omer. I'm sorry, 14th day of the month of Iyar and on the 29th day of the Omer. I would like to thank all of our wonderful and generous sponsors, and you can view them prominently listed in the daily email. If you'd like to sponsor future calls, whether it be to commemorate a yard site or someone in need of a refuah, to celebrate a simcha or any occasion, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. The deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's email is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. A quick thought before I introduce our illustrious speaker. It has now been exactly 8 weeks since we began these daily phone calls. As I take stock in the hours of Torah learning and thousands, if not millions of words of Tehillim recited by all of us, I am truly humbled and grateful to all of you who have consistently dialed in each and every day. Candidly and honestly, I assumed that after the first week or so that we would see a major dip in the number of callers, but that has been far from the case. In fact, our numbers have remained steady and quite overwhelming. This is a testament to all of you who take the time each day at 1 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time to join together with your brothers and sisters from across the country and around the world. Those of you who I've had the great privilege to speak with by phone or converse with over email have given me great strength. Your kind words and valuable feedback has been enriching. So many of you have shared how these calls are your daily anchor, or what gives you the strength to power through the next 24 hours. On behalf of the OU, thank you. Thank you for being a part of this inspiring moment each and every day. May the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Master of the World, look down upon all of the efforts we are making, all of the Torah learning we have and will continue to do, and all of the words of Tehillim recited. And please, please send a refuah for all of those in need, financial support for those in need, a protection for all of those on the front lines, and ultimately, may we see the coming of Mashiach, may it please be soon. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to introduce Rabbi Shalom Axelrod, Rabbi of the Young Israel of Woodmere in Woodmere, New York, to share Divrei Chizuk, words of inspiration. This will be immediately followed by Rabbi Axelrod reciting 3 chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Zayin, and Kuf Lamed, that is chapters 20, 27, and 130, and please note that there is a link to view those in both Hebrew and English in the OU Today email. Following the recitation of Tehillim, Rabbi Axelrod will recite the Mishnah Berach Lecholim and Achenu. Please stay tuned after Rabbi Axelrod concludes for information regarding Sunday speaker, as well as the program that we shared yesterday on the call, share a few more details. And with that, dechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Axelrod.
I first want to thank Rabbi Herman for inviting me to participate in this call and for his efforts in organizing all the various calls that have been made. A special thank you to the Orthodox Union, to the OU, for spearheading this wonderful effort of chizuk and prayer to so many on a daily basis. And as Rabbi Herman mentioned, the continuous call-ins, not dropping off, but each and every day tapping into inspiration to get us all through these very difficult times. We are now entering another Shabbos, a Shabbos that has us away from our shuls, no communal events, a Shabbos where our tables lack very often family, and certainly the guests that so often visit us on a Shabbos, on a usual Shabbos. And I believe that there's a very powerful message from this week's Torah portion that can help us during this difficult time. In Parshas Emor, we find a pasuk which is famous for being a source for each Jew's responsibility to sanctify God's name and not to profane it. Lo sechallu Hashem kodshi, v'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael, ani Hashem mekadishchem. You shall not profane my holy name, that I may be sanctified in the midst of the Israelite people. I, the Lord, who sanctify you. In addition for instructing us concerning the mitzvah of sanctifying God's name of Kiddush Hashem and of not profaning his name of Chilul Hashem, the Gemara in Maseches Brachos sees this verse as a source for another vital concept in Judaism. The Talmud in Maseches Brachos tells us, Minayin she'ein hayochid omer kedusha. From where do we know that a lone individual may not recite Kedusha? Shenemar, as it states, citing the pasuk in our parsha, V'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael, and I shall be hallowed among the children of Israel. Kol davar shebikdusha, the Gemara tells us that any expression of sanctity, lo yehe pachos me'asara, needs to be recited in a quorum no fewer than 10, a principle that is very much in play during this particular time. And so the source, this pasuk in our parsha, serves as the basis for our concept of tefillah b'tzibur, to pray together as a community. Vision of community is not just a fact that we look at it as that we are stronger with numbers, or that we are the sum of its parts. In geometry, there's the theorem that the whole is equal to the sum of its part. But this is not the reality when addressing the concept of what a tzibur is. Rabbi Soloveitchik, in his famous essay, Community, said the following: the community in Judaism is not just an assembly of people who work together for their mutual benefit, but a metaphysical entity, an individuality, I might say a living whole. In particular, Judaism has stressed the wholeness and the unity of Knesset Yisrael, the Jewish community. The latter is not a conglomerate. It is an autonomous entity endowed with a life of its own. And Rabbi Soloveitchik is portraying how this tzibur, the Jewish community, is much greater than just saying we're equal to the sum of its parts. Rabbi Yosef Engel uses this concept to explain why it is that an individual alone cannot invalidate a sacrifice, a karban, which is offered on behalf of the community. If we were to look at it as a collective service, a karban of shutfim, of partners, one could indeed make a case that one person can ruin it for the rest. But that's simply not the case when addressing the Klal Yisrael, the tzibur. He writes, Klal Yisrael hu inyan b'fnei atzmo. The concept of the Jewish people as a tzibur is an entity of its own. This concept of community is found with regards to another important service of the tzibur. When Hashem commands Moshe concerning the incense, the ketores, which was offered in the temple twice a day, the Torah states, Vayoma Hashem el Moshe, God tells Moshe, and he tells him about the various ingredients that were necessary to make that beautiful fragrance. One of them is the chalbana. And Rashi there tells us some interesting fact about this part of the fragrance. He says, both them, shereicho ra. It's a malodorous spice. It has a horrible smell. And a person could inquire, well, why would one include, when trying to make a beautiful fragrance, something that has a foul odor? Says Rashi l'lamednu, it's in order to teach us, shlo yikal be'einenu l'tzarif imanu ba'agudos, that we should not resist from bringing into our community and our groups, specifically with regards to our fasting and our prayers, the posei Yisrael, those who maybe are acting in transgression, those who are violators. one would maybe think that they should be distant from our prayer services. Rashi tells us the Chalbana comes to tell us that not only must we include them, but as a ingredient within the Ketores, they are indispensable to the service. The Arizal comments most famously that the letter is comprised within the word of Tzibur, Tzadi Beis Reish. The Tzadi stands for the Tzadikim, the righteous. The Beis represent the Benonim, the middle, in terms of their religiosity. And the Reish are the Risham, the wicked. The entity of the Jewish people and Klal Yisrael, the community and the Tzibur, is composed of all three. There's a famous story that is cited by Rabbi Saul Meirizhin. It was when he was a youngster, and he was learning with his Malamed, and his teacher was teaching the young Yisrael the vowelization of the Hebrew letters. And he showed him two dots, and he said, well, when you have one dot next to the other dot, it makes an A sound. It's a tsera. And when you have one dot on top of the other dot, it's a silent sound. It's a shva. It's the vowel that has no sound. The youngster turns up to his Malamed and he tells him, I don't understand. There are two dots. Why is it that two dots side by side have a sound and one on top of the other does not? The Malamed turns to the youngster and he tells him, I want you to know the following. A dot in the vowel looks like a yud. A yud stands for a yid, a Jew. When one Jew stands on another Jew, when one places themselves above the other, there is silence. There is no noise that's pronounced. When a person stands next to the other, when one Jew stands by the other Jew, that is what causes the sound to rise. When one Yid is next to another Yid, when one Jew is next to the other, we have a tzibur. We are now living in very isolated times. And I think that there's a very two important ideas just to share and to conclude that could help us get through this based on this concept of tzibur. The first is that many are living alone. Many are in homes with no one or very few. And we haven't had the interactions and the normal interactions that we normally have in our daily living. And as the weeks go on, it is very difficult. But the power of the tzibur and the message of the tzibur is telling us that we are never alone, that each person is part of this whole group of Klal Yisrael. No one is to ever see themselves, regardless of how they are physically living, as being spiritually alone. A person in their own apartment, in their own home, wherever they are, during this particular Shabbos, is together with the rest of the tzibur. Everyone is important. Everyone counts. And the second is the idea that during this pause, we need to reflect on what it means to be part of a tzibur. Now that we're distant from shul and we're isolated from others, we need to reflect on what does community really mean? What does inclusiveness look like? How are we to be warm and to be there for each other to ultimately produce the sound of a wonderful community once again? And so by focusing on these ideas, we will not only be able to come back as a more enhanced tzibur, but as the pasuk indicates, "B'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael," we'll be sanctifying Hashem among the children of Israel. I want to wish everyone, before we recite the Mishnah Berurah, a good Shabbos. We will now say Tehillim. We will begin with Perek Chaf, chapter 20. Lamnatzeach Mizmor LeDavid. Yancha Adonai biyom tzara, Yisagev Hashem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh, Mitzion Yisadeka. Yizkor Kol Minchosecha, Vo'olascha Yidashna Sela. Yitain lecha chilvavecha, v'chol atzascha yimalei. Niranena b'shuasecha, uv'shem Eloheinu nigol. Yimalei Adonai kol mishalosecha, ata yadati ki oshia adonai mishicho ya'aneu mishmei kodesho bigvuros yesha yemino Ela varechav ve'ela vasusim va'anachnu b'shem adonai Eloheinu nazkir himakaru v'nafalu va'anachnu kamnu v'nisodod adonai hoshia hamelech ya'aneinu v'yom karenu. We will now recite chapter 27, Perek Chav Zayin. L'David, Adonai ori v'yishi, mimi ira, Adonai ma'oz chayai, mimi efchad. B'grov alai mireim le'achol es b'sari, tzarai v'ayvai li, hema kashlu v'nafalu. Im tachane alai machane lo yira libi, im takum alai milchama b'zos, Ani voteach. Acha sha'alti me'es Adonai, osa avakesh, shifti beves Adonai kol yimei chayai, lachzos b'noam Adonai, ulevaker b'heichalo. Ki itzbineni b'suko b'yom ra'ah, yastireni b'seser ahalo, b'tzur yiroimeni. V'ata yorum rokshi, alavai sivivosai, v'zecha v'alo zivchei shua, Ashira v'azamra l'Adonai. Shema Adonai koli ekra, l'chaneni v'aneni, l'cha amar libi bakshu fanai, es panecha Adonai avakesh. Al taster panecha mimeni, al tet be'evrecha ba'af avdecha, ezrasi hayisi al ticheni, v'al ta'azveni Elohei yishi. Ki avi v'imi azavuni v'Adonai yasveni, Horeni Adonai dakecha unecheni ba'orach mishor l'man shorai. Al tidneni b'nefesh tzorai, ki kamu vi edei sheker, v'ifeach chamas. Ulei emanti l'ros betuv Adonai, b'eretz chayim, kavei el Adonai, chazak v'amet libecha, v'kavei el Adonai. We will now recite chapter 130. Tehillim Kuf Lamed. Shir Ma'alos, Mimamakim Kurasicha Adonai. Adonai Shema Vekoli, Tiena Oznecha Kashivos, Lekol Tachanunai. Imavonos Tishmaya, Adonai Miyamod. Imacha Aslicha Leman Tivare. Kivisi Adonai Kivisa Nafshi, Belidvaro Hocholti. Nafshi L'Adonai, Mishomrim Laboker, Shomrim Laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, kim Adonai ha-chesed v'harbe imo fidus. V'hu yifdes Yisrael mikol avonosav. We'll now recite the Misha Berach. I'll be pausing to insert the names of the ill. Misha Berach Avosenu, Avraham Yitzhak v'Yakov, Moshe Aaron David u'Shlomo, hu yivarech v'rape es acholim. Bavur shekol hakohol mispalim bavuram, yisrazer kadosh baruch hu yemalei rachamim aleihem, lachlimam raposam lachazikam lachayosam, yishlak lehem meher ufua shleim in shemayim lachavireim lachogideim, yisof sharchol yisrael, ufuas hanefesh ufuas haguf, ashta bagala vizman kariv v'nomar amein. And we conclude with Achenu. Achenu kobeis yisrael, anisanim Bitzara uvishivya, omdim bain bayam uvain bayabasha, hamakom yirachem alehem, viotiem mitzara lirvacha, umeafela laora, umishibud ligula, ashta bagala vizman kariv, binomar ame.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Axelrod. As mentioned on yesterday's call, I'm excited to once again share with you that this coming Sunday, May 10th, at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, immediately following our daily call, the OU will be presenting a new feature and a continuation of our virtual armchair conversation, this time with Rabbi Dr. J.J. Schachter, Rabbi Beryl Wein, and moderated by Rabbi Stephen Weil. Program is titled Historical Precedents and Future Visions, Models of Past Jewish Leadership that served as a catalyst for shaping our present and future. Look out for an email about this later today, and of course, more to share about this on the call on Sunday. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need will be answered l'tova, and may the Ribono Sheolam, the Master of the World, speedily please bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again on Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time for words of inspiration from Rabbi Shaya Katz of the Young Israel of Oakland Park in Detroit, Michigan. This concludes today's call. Stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing everyone a wonderful, meaningful, uplifting, hopefully relaxing, safe, and healthy Shabbos.